Hi, everyone, and welcome to Yetil International Radio. My name is Alex Casares, and today we have in live Rita Costa, the skipper of the Mocha One Planet One Ocean, who is participating in the Vendée Globe, the sailing run race around the world, solo race, non-stop, and without assistance. Right now, he's sailing in the Atlantic Ocean, around 150 miles east of Azores Island. Hi, Rita. Good afternoon. Nice. Just before to start, how are the wind and the sea conditions right now there? Where are you sailing in the area?
Now we have between 20 and 25 knots. I am near Azores Island, and I go at slow speed because I'm waiting to let pass a deep blow in front of me, and I hope this night or tomorrow morning go fast again to go to the Sables in 6 days more or less.
That's really good, really good. Just I have one question for you, because today is 91 day sailing, and now there's not many days before your arrival. Could you tell me, how has been the experience so far for the boat and for you until now, personally?
You really lost track of time at sea. Sometimes it feels like I have been gone for years. But so far, I'm very happy with how things have gone in this envelope. I haven't broken anything important on the boat, and I feel proud of what we achieved with the team. Obviously, I'm tired, but also excited to be back in the Atlantic and getting so close to the finish.
Yeah, and because you say that, you are tired, because you still have around 5-6 days, more or less, before your arrival, and you have a group of 5 boats around you. Knowing how you finished in 2016 in the Vendée Globe, is this strategy to press and try to gain positions, or is it to focus on arriving to Les Sables d'Olonne and avoid breaking anything important? Which is your strategy?
Well, having both around you is always an extra motivation and helps you to push harder, but in this position now, I think it's very difficult to approach them, and I think it will be difficult to arrive around them. But my big priority is arriving and improve my own time of the last edition. That is less of 100 days.
Yeah, hopefully that is will happen. Less than 100 days, if everything it's okay. Another question. Well, we know that Apibia just arrived in first position, but due to the rescue to the boat PRB, how do you see the Yannick Verstappen victory and such an exciting arrival?
Yeah, it was a very unique one. That you don't know who we won between two boats, like it happened in previous editions, but I put not so close, and then the time modifications for the rescue, it was a really incredible final. It was so exciting.
Yeah, now slowly the rest of the boats are arriving, and your arriving will be soon. And I have the last question for you, because your team, which I'm included, and friends, which I'm included as well, will be there to greet you in Les Sables d'Olonne in some days. I personally will bring to you some sobrasada from Mallorca and some Kelitas cookies that you already tasted while you are sailing around the world. Do you want to ask for something special for your arrival day?
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed the sobrasada for my birthday. I can't think of anything very specific, but for example, it will be fine. But anything that is not dry food in a pack will be amazing. Anything fresh, it will be very good.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Okay, Dida, I know that you are tired. I don't want to miss more your time. You follow enjoying sailing, and I will see you, yes, in some days. We are excited, waiting for you.
Okay, thanks. Thank you very much. See you very soon.
Bye, Didak.